Hey, I'm back, and let me tell you, I have been dying to hit record on this episode. This is an up-close and personal look into what's been going on in my life over the last 6 to 7 months. You see, I've been on a break, and to be honest, it almost broke me, figuratively and literally. But I've got some surprising results from forcing myself to rest, and today I'm sharing them with you because I know there will be some nuggets of gold in my experience that is going to help you too. So let's get started. You're listening to the Career Change Podcast with career coach, mum, and ex-corporate girl, Gina Hubbard. This is a no BS discussion about everything to do with your career, including how to make those hours at work happier, easier and more fulfilling so that you can get on with living the life that you want. So let's get going. Hello my friends, I'm back for another season of the Career Change Podcast. And like I said in the intro, oh boy, have I been chomping at the bit to get back into talking to you about all the things. But you know, it's been a hot minute. There has been a lot going on. And I've learned a lot in the last couple of months, which I thought I'd share with you because it's just the type of girl I am. I share. Maybe sometimes a little bit too much, but that's okay because that's just who I am and I'm not going to change that part of me now. I'm too old. But first up, I just want to say that I hope you had a good new year. I hope you got some time away from the normal grind of daily life, and that you've been able to start the new year with renewed energy and vigor. If vigorous is your word for the year, go for it. It's not mine, but all power to you. So, as you know, I am a career coach who has many feathers to my cap. I have been a career coach and an accountant, a career coach and a human resources manager. I've been a career coach and a systems and processes analyst, a career coach and a project manager on some pretty big projects. And most recently, I've been a career coach and a bookkeeper. So for a long time, actually, if I quickly count, I don't have that many fingers. For the last 20 years, I've had this duality to my career, which I have really enjoyed, and it's felt very natural to me. But I got to a point around the middle of 2023 that I started to question that. Things were happening that just started making life very, very difficult and stressful, and I knew that I had to make a change, otherwise I was going to burn myself out again. So in July 2023, I decided to pause. I just stopped everything that I was doing, with the exception of my job as a bookkeeper, because that was keeping a roof over our heads. And I decided to take a break from all the projects, the podcast, the free online trainings I was doing, the workshops, the coaching. I literally just put down my pen, turned off my computer, and walked away from it all. You see, I wanted the opportunity to reevaluate what I was doing, and I knew that I needed space to be able to do all that. I knew that to question what I was doing with my life was going to be hard emotionally, and that I did not have the capacity, both mentally and physically, to continue doing all the things and evaluate at the same time. I wanted to pause what I was doing so that all the thoughts and feelings could come up, so that I could explore them. I wanted to be bored to see what creative things my brain could come up with. I wanted the space to give myself the time to consider all my options instead of just doing the same things that I've been doing for the past 20 odd years. And I wanted the space to evaluate the balance between work and play, because since January 2022, I've been struggling with migraines and menopause. That sounds like a podcast or book title, doesn't it? Migraines and Menopause. It needs something else to make it catchy, like Migraines, Menopause and Margaritas. That sounds like something I'd listen to or read for sure. Anyway, yes, Migraines and Menopause. It turns out that migraines can be a menopause symptom. So that's fun, isn't it? It turns out that menopause is more than hot flashes and mood swings. Who knew? I certainly didn't until I started on this journey. So anyway, my body was changing and still is in ways that I no longer had control over. We were in a global recession and I got to a point where I knew that I had too many balls in the air and it felt like I didn't have control over any of them. So I put down as many as I could and still kept the lights on. Actually, that's not accurate. I didn't put them down. I just walked away. I just dropped them. Metaphorically, one minute I was juggling all the balls and the next I just walked away and let them fall to the ground, holding on to the bare essentials. And I was really keen to see, out of the ones I let drop, which ones rolled away, never to be seen again. So I'm one of these people who loves to take a lot of action. I've always got to be doing something or planning to do something. So even though it sounds like it was a snap decision, it actually wasn't. This was actually one of the hardest decisions that I've had to make, not only because I didn't know what the outcome would be, so there was a huge amount of uncertainty, right? But also because I have a normal human brain that likes to keep me safe with thoughts about doom and gloom to keep me in action so that we stay safe. And I knew that if I stopped, it could possibly be very uncomfortable. And I was right, as it turns out. So there were weeks of planning and run up to the walking away. I didn't make this decision lightly. There was talking and whining and complaining to friends and loads of journaling and discussions with coaches and coaching. Honestly, the number of things that I tried to find out if taking a break was the right thing to do is actually quite funny now in hindsight. I have to have a real laugh about it. I even pulled oracle cards to get guidance from the universe. That's how much of a big deal this was for me. But once I did make the decision, the actual walking away part was easy. And to be honest, I instantly felt lighter. I instantly felt better. But I also wanted the break to mean something. I didn't just want to take a break and not achieve any sort of self-growth or awareness. I didn't want to just come back and pick up where I left off. I wanted to return, if I was going to return at all, a different person in some way, a different perspective, a different way of thinking, a different mindset. So the first thing I needed to do was to have a plan for the break. Not a huge manifesto, but just a couple of solid bullet points to define what I wanted and what I didn't want. I needed to have a strategy to stop myself from just finding something to do to fill in the gaps and dropping those balls created. You know, filling that void. Void and nothingness and space and expansion can be very uncomfortable for some of us. Now, I have to be honest with you, I went into this exercise quite naive. I thought taking a break would be easy. I thought it would be refreshing, like a cool drink on a hot day. Oh, but boy, I have to tell you that it has been the hardest thing I've done in the last 4 years. Not only did I have all the brain drama thoughts like, you know, I'm wasting time, I should be doing something, nothing is getting done, I'm falling behind, I'm missing out on opportunities, I'm being lazy, I'm getting too old. But I also had to deal with the physical, twitchy, buzzy energy that I had in my body that was wanting me to take action. Muscle memory. It's a restless energy that feels uncomfortable if you ignore it or you don't answer it, which is, you know, which I've spent the last 6 months, 7 months doing. It was super hard for me to do. And if you're like me, if you like taking action, then you know what I'm talking about. So this is what I did over the last 6 months. This is what happened. First off was I had a plan of what I was going to do. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive to the doing nothing part, but I knew that I needed a plan to do nothing. That doing nothing and resting was the plan and the goal. So I made that commitment to myself to follow the plan, to do what I said I would do. No projects, no workshops or other free trainings, which hurt because I love to do those. No podcast, which is my favorite thing in the world to do other than coaching, and no coaching. I didn't even allow myself to read or listen or research anything to do with my coaching business. I just wanted to set it all aside and get some distance from it so that I could take a good look at it all of it, and decide if it's what I wanted to do moving forward. That's a scary thought because it's been a part of my life for over 20 years. Coaching has been a part of my life for over 20 years. It's a long time. So I wanted to take a break to see what my life looked like without it and ask, who am I if I'm not coaching? Who is Gina if she is not a career coach? So I set a plan to do nothing in my coaching business and to rest and focus on my health. Now, if you haven't gone through perimenopause or menopause, then you won't understand this, and that's okay. But it's a huge change. It can come with pain and changes to your body that are embarrassing and out of your control, and it can be terrifying to experience your body change in this way and not be able to reverse it or fix it. One minute you're 22 years old and the next minute you're 52, and that's as scary as all hell. I was getting debilitating non-headache migraines frequently. The last one and the biggest one was in August last year. It lasted all of August, pretty much. I think it started on the 3rd of August and it was around sort of the 1st or 2nd of September that it finally went away. It was awful. It was hell. So I needed the time and space and energy to get on top of all the changes that were happening to my body. And I've learned so much in the last 6 months. It's been an eye-opening experience and one that probably deserves its own episode, which I'm going to do, I promise. So keep an eye out for that. So that was on the plan. Learn about the changes happening to me and spend some time focusing on my health and putting in place new habits that are going to support my health in this next phase of my life. And the other part of the plan, just because I know myself very well by this point, I knew that I needed a strategy for the restless hustle and grind, got to be doing something all the freaking time energy. And do you know what my plan was for that? My plan was to let it happen, to just let it be hard and uncomfortable and restless and twitchy, just to let it happen. My plan was to observe and watch what came up for me when that happened, to learn what that restless energy was trying to tell me, to sit still and breathe through all the uncomfortable bits, to embrace and lean into all the ick. I wanted to know if there were patterns. Was I feeling like I needed to take action on something when I felt a certain way or at a certain time of day? I wanted to get to know that side of myself. Who is this restless Gina? What is she trying to achieve? Why? What is stopping her from resting and being at peace? Is she running away from something? So yeah, that was fun. I'm joking. It was awful. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I highly recommend it. So that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months. I've been doing some of the hardest personal growth that I've ever done. The other thing that I did was make a commitment to surround myself with a posse of women who own their own businesses and who I know can be vulnerable and share and ask for help and guidance. Women who understand and who crave the community that I was also seeking. I was sick and tired of trying to do everything all by myself, and I've always been hopeless at asking for help, and I was determined to change that. So after putting down my goals and strategies, one of the first things that I did was I invited three women to join me on a business strategy bootcamp mastermind weekend away. fully expecting actually only one of them to accept. But all three accepted, and we actually had a really amazing time. It was everything that I'd hoped for, and we all loved it so much and got so much out of the weekend that we decided to do it every 3 months moving forward. And now we keep in touch and support each other. It has exceeded my expectations, and I'm really actually glad that I organised it, and I'm considering organising more local ones. You see, we don't have to do everything alone. We are socialised to be independent, but at our core, we are tribal. It's in our nature to be a part of a tribe, a family or group, a part of the herd. And I heard a quote, and I'm going to botch this up, and I have no idea who said it first, so I apologise in advance for not crediting this quote, but it is that you become the sum of the five closest people around you. So it's important to make sure that you know who they are and that you are deliberate when you surround yourself with people who you look up to and inspire to be like. I mean, just even like the people. You don't even have to want to be like them. You just have to like them. How many people are in your life that you don't actually even really like? So anyway, that's what I did. I had a plan so that I was clear on what I wanted to achieve and what I didn't want to do. I focused on my health and learning as much about this phase of my life as I could. I allowed it to be uncomfortable, and I leaned into and learned from, you know, what I could from the emotions and the thoughts that came up for me. And I gathered a posse of like-minded women, kind of like going into battle. And here is what I've learned, and this is the gold. If you're multitasking, come back to me because this is the bit for you. Nothing is more important than your health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. There is nothing more humbling and nothing that calls out all the unimportant shit that you fill your life with than not being able to do anything except lie in bed in a dark room in complete silence for days, weeks. My experience with migraines put a lot of the rest of my life into perspective, and it called me out as well, as I have been able to take my body and my good health for granted for the first 50 years of my life. But that has changed, and I needed to as well. No one is entitled to good health, and it gets to a point where you have to work harder and harder to maintain that if you want it. This body I have has to keep up with me. I've got shit to do. So I have new habits, and I'm learning every day about the changes that are happening so that I can keep this body at its best. Okay, the next thing I learned is that rest is actually very productive. And for some of us, rest can be an active thing. I think you may have heard of it, an active relaxer, because for some of us, it's not our normal state, because it's so uncomfortable for us. But in rest you get space, and in space you give your brain time to process, clean up and clear out. I highly recommend letting yourself get bored. You'll be surprised at what your brain comes up with if you do it long enough and practice it enough. Sit and watch the clouds. Notice sounds and colors. Notice how you feel and what you're thinking. Just sit down and do nothing and watch what happens. Once you get past all the brain bullshit, I promise you, you'll find magic. The ideas and things my brain came up with when I truly rested have been profound, and I know for sure that I wouldn't have had these ideas or this level of inspiration in a state of doing. Is it uncomfortable? Absolutely. We live in a world that is moving faster and faster every day and demands that we keep up to survive. But sometimes, and I would recommend a lot of your time, we just need to stop. My husband used to run half marathons and even did a couple of marathons, and he said, hands down, the stopping hurts. So much that it takes superhuman effort to start running again. And if you're at the end, to even start moving again. You know those marathon runners, they get over the line, they fall down, they just stop. But when you stop, you feel all the pain, right? Your blisters pulse like they have their own heartbeat. Your muscles ache and tighten up. And in that moment, you feel it all. Well, That's what happens when we stop. We come home to ourselves. We see parts of ourselves that can't appear until we are still. We hear thoughts and beliefs that we forgot we had. We get ideas and inspiration from deep, wise places from within that can't be reached unless you take the time to be quiet and still. And that leads me into the last thing I learned. Sometimes our inherent need to take action all the time is hiding negative beliefs and thoughts that we have about ourselves. It's a way of escaping from feelings that we don't want to feel. It's a way of ignoring what is really going on around us and going on within us. And if it's tied to past trauma, it's likely a way to keep ourselves safe. And it's not until you sit still and let all of that come to the surface are you going to know that it's there. You know in the movie Forrest Gump, when Forrest starts running and he doesn't stop, he runs across America for like months and people follow him for a bit, but then one day he just stops and he says, "I'm going to go home now," or something like that, and he just turns around and walks away. I can't remember. Something had happened to Forrest right now and I can't for the life of me remember what, but it was something that was painful. And so Forrest just started running as a way to escape from the pain and process the pain. He actually ran so long that he ran through it. But initially, all that he was feeling was so intense and overwhelming and hard that he just started running. That's why resting is uncomfortable, because there are parts of ourselves that we don't want to face and we don't want to acknowledge. Or there are feelings or things that are happening that are really intense. And in today's world, being busy, scrolling on social media, binge watching TV, Netflix, binge eating, drugs, and all the other things that we buffer from our lives is our Forrest Gump way of running away from the reality. But my friend, if you have the courage, I highly recommend leaning in and getting to know those parts of yourself. Don't be afraid. She needs you. I've done a lot of work on accepting and loving those parts of myself that I've hidden away, figuring out why they're there and healing the hurt bits. And it's been ugly and at times very messy, but some of the best work that I've ever done. Because I've discovered parts of myself that I didn't realize existed, parts that, like a puzzle piece, make up more of the picture of who I am. I thought I knew who I was, but as it turns out, I was a little bit wrong. There is more, and I'm very excited to get to know her and find out what she's capable of. And none of this would have happened if I hadn't had the courage to drop everything in August last year and just walk away. If I didn't take the time to do nothing but watch and listen to what is going on around me and within me. Oh, and in case you haven't figured it out, I did pick up the coaching ball again. I have some big and exciting plans for Gina Hubbard Coaching and this podcast for 2024, so watch this space. 2023. Man, that was a tough year for me. And I know a lot of other people found it just one of those years that we're going to love to forget. It was hard for a lot of people. If that is you, then I want you to know that you aren't alone. I feel you. I understand and I stand in solidarity with you as we face 2024, hoping like hell that it's going to be better. I mean, it has to be, right? Because for one thing is for sure. I'm over the bullshit that my life has thrown my way over the last 4 years. Don't get me wrong, there has been some amazing times, but overall, 2023 was a shit show and I'm not going to tolerate another year like that. Nope. This mama is putting her foot down and saying no to things that don't vibe. So buckle up. It might get bumpy, but one thing I know for sure is that we've got this. We've come too far to give up now. We are so close. We are perfectly positioned for massive success now, thanks to everything that's happened and everything we've learned in the last 4 years. We just have to keep going. So let's go. Hey there, are you ready to know exactly why you can't make any progress in your career? If you've been working hard and are feeling burnt out and trapped, but you're not sure why or you don't even know where to start to make positive change, then I've got you covered. Imagine what it would be like if you could earn the salary that you want, feel energized by what you do, and be free of self-doubt. but I'm here to tell you that you can. Your lack of confidence might be holding you back, and you might not even know it, so let's fix that. Click the link in the show notes to get my free masterclass on the 3 ways your lack of confidence sabotages your career and how to turn it around and get the salary you deserve. Inside, you'll learn the 3 key ways you might be sabotaging your own career, how these show up for even the most accomplished and self-aware woman just like you and me, and how to get your mojo back, reclaim the power in your career, and start finally earning the salary that you deserve. Born out of the blood, sweat, and tears of going through this myself and the hundreds of hours of coaching women just like you to their own career success, the 3 ways I'm teaching in this training are little known and hardly talked about. So head over to the show notes now and click the link to get the free and instant access to this masterclass.